Hi, everybody. It's Greg Golden. Thanks so much for joining us on Forsyth Sports 365. Our game of the week this week features a school that's celebrating 60 years of service to the community. And not only that, but Forsyth Central has the opportunity to go 2-0 back-to-back seasons for the first time since the late 90s. Joining us on the podcast, carving out a little bit of time in his extremely busy schedule this week, the head coach of the Bulldogs, Shane Williamson. Coach, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Greg, for having me on the show. It's always exciting to be able to talk about Forsyth Central Bulldogs this year.
Well, I hear that. A good start for the program, too. Opening games, 28-8 win up in Dawsonville. Tell us a little bit about that game.
Well, you know, it was the opening game for our season. So, you know, you've kind of been practicing for this ever since January with our winter workout and going through spring, going through summer. So, you know, I know both sides of the ball, both teams were ready to play that game. And, you know, Coach Sid Maxwell's a new coach at Dawson County, and we knew going in he would have his team ready to play. And I felt like, you know, we would have to play our A game to be able to come out of there with a win. We started off a little sluggish, made a couple of mistakes defensively, but we got those corrected, and I was real pleased with the effort that our guys gave throughout the night, and really pleased with our defense. I thought our defense did an outstanding job. Our varsity defense didn't give up a point going in. We put in our number twos and they scored on them, but I was real pleased overall for it being the first inning. We still made plenty of mistakes, of course, and those are the things we've been working on this week. But overall, it's always great to get a victory.
We saw you play in the scrimmage. We were there for the scrimmage against North Forsyth a couple of weeks ago. We're very impressed by some of the talent. I know your quarterback, Jaeger Hartshorn, and Sabrian Howard and Sean Diebel, the running backs. Obviously, with the score, 28, that's a good number to put up in the first game. You must have been very pleased with their performances.
I was. You know, last year, Sabrian Howard and Sean Diebel were the bulk of our offense. I knew going in this year that, you know, everybody would be keyed on stopping those two guys, and we're fortunate to be able to have Jaeger Hartshorn move in last year. He was not ready to play. Came in kind of midway through the season. We moved Trey Abercrombie. Not that he lost the quarterback position, but we had to fill some holes on the defense side. And Trey Abercrombie was our best athlete for that, so we put him over there in the secondary. Jagger's done a good job for us being able to mix in a little bit of option. And, you know, Friday night, not only were we just feeding the ball to Sean Diebel and Sabrian Howard, but we really had a four-back offense. Our quarterback, our fullback, and those two backs, we were able to feed the ball to them pretty equally. And, you know, ended up being able to put, 28 points on the board. Like, it was actually 21. We had a defense score. And we really left one right before half. We got inside the 5-yard line and time run out on it. And so, you know, again, pretty good performance for it being game one, but I've still got a lot of work to do.
Now, you mentioned your defense and a defensive score. So that's a part of the game that every coach loves to talk about. Give us a little more detail about the defense in that game and how you think it's going to apply. We're going to ask you about your opponent this week in just a second, but talk about your defense and their performance, you know, in a little more detail.
We hang our hat on our defense, and we work real hard, take a lot of pride in our defensive staff, and that's kind of where I kind of grew up on coaching, was on the defense side of the football, and we're real pleased to be able to, anytime you get a defensive score, it's a big thing for us, big deal, and Sebastian Lagar, I was able to intercept the pass from his linebacker position and take it in for 6 points, and you know, honestly, that was kind of a momentum changer for us. We had just scored on offense, and then he turns around and gets the interception and get another quick six, so that was huge for us, I felt like, at the time of that ball game.
Well, very good. Let's look at this week then. What do you know about the Cartersville squad from Woodland?
Well, they have a new coach, and he's been there a long time at Cartersville. At Woodland, and he's done a good job. They don't look like the same team from last year. And they played us very physical last year. The first half, we were really kind of scratching our heads trying to figure out a way where we could score some points on them. They did a good job. They got a lot of athletes. They're probably a little bit more athletic than we are overall. They're running they kind of mirror us a little bit from last year. And I told our football team this. The new coaches come in, they're running a physical style brand of football. They line up two tights and a full T backfield and run wing T plays out of it. They have a really good fullback. They run a little bit of option. you know, when they get the ball, they're going to keep the ball, and they don't make any mistakes, and go put some pressure on our defense. We got to get some three and outs, or, you know, they'll take the ball, and they'll have long drives and eat the clock up, and, of course, we're on the same side, the things that we like to do offensively. So I was joking. I said, you know, this is going to get over with in a hurry because both teams are going to be running the ball an awful lot, but they are a much improved football team, and it's not the team that we played last year. So it's going to be a huge challenge for us because defensively they're big up front. Their linebackers play very aggressive downhill, and it'll be a challenge for us.
So you think it's going to be a pretty fast game with a lot of running plays, huh?
Yeah, I think so. So you make sure you get here early because if you're not careful, it could be over with in a hurry.
It might be over quick. All right. Well, listen, we know that there's a big event this week, the 60th anniversary of the school. How are you playing that with your team, and how are you using that to get your team fired up? It should be an easy thing, but how are you going about that?
Well, this our principal, Mitch Young, and Dan Kaplan, athletic director, ever since they've got here, they've done a huge success in promoting Forsyth Central out in the community. And one of the big things, when they found out it was going to be the 60th anniversary, they wanted to make it a big deal and celebrate it here at our first home football game this year. You know, we're going to have a parade of the decades of the students that went through here through all the different decades. And, of course, there'll be athletes there, former football players. And this year, we named our team Team 60, and I stole it from Bruce Jones of Tennessee last year. And, you know, and our motto is Team 60 All In. And I said, how are you going to be remembered in 60 years? What are people going to be saying about this football team? And so that's kind of been our challenge from day one. And, you know, and I challenged our football team that we want to come out and, you know, we want to represent not only our team, but also all the guys that played here before us and have a good showing tomorrow night. So I feel like our guys will be fired up and be ready to come out and put on a good showing. And we're expecting a huge crowd and, you know, a great football atmosphere.
Coach Shane Williamson of Forsyth Central Bulldogs. Coach, that's great insight. We really appreciate that. Thanks so much for taking the time to give us a shout here and joining us. We know you've got a lot to do in a short amount of time, so we'll let you get on with it. Best wishes for Friday night.
Thank you, Greg. Look forward to seeing you.
Coach Shane Williamson, the head man of the Forsyth Central Bulldogs. Always a pleasure to catch up with Coach, and I'm sure we'll hear from him later on this season. But for now, big game in front of him. Going to be taking on the Woodland Wildcats tonight on Forsyth Sports 365. Join us. Hi, everybody. It's Greg Golden. Thanks so much for joining us on Forsyth Sports 365. Our game of the week this week features a school that's celebrating 60 years of service to the community. And not only that, but Forsyth Central has the opportunity to go 2-0 back-to-back seasons for the first time since the late 90s. Joining us on the podcast, carving out a little bit of time in his extremely busy schedule this week, the head coach of the Bulldogs, Shane Williamson. Coach, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Greg, for having me on the show. It's always exciting to be able to talk about Forsyth Central Bulldogs this year.
Well, I hear that. A good start for the program, too. Opening games, 28-8 win up in Dawsonville. Tell us a little bit about that game.
Well, you know, it was the opening game for our season. So, you know, you've kind of been practicing for this ever since January with our winter workouts and going through spring, going through summer. So, you know, I know both sides of the ball, both teams were ready to play that game. And, you know, Coach Sid Maxwell's a new coach at Dawson County, and we knew going in he would have his team ready to play. And I felt like, you know, we would have to play our A game to be able to come out of there with a win. We started off a little sluggish, made a couple of mistakes defensively, but we got those corrected, and I was real pleased with the effort that our guys gave throughout the night, and really pleased with our defense. I thought our defense did an outstanding job. Our varsity defense didn't give up a point going in. We put in our number twos and they scored on them, but I was real pleased overall for it being the first game. We still made plenty of mistakes, of course, and those are the things we've been working on this week, but overall it's always great to get a victory.
We saw you play in the scrimmage. We were there for the scrimmage against North Forsyth a couple of weeks ago. We're very impressed by some of the talent. I know your quarterback, Jaeger Hartshorn, and Sabrian Howard and Sean Diebel, the running backs. Obviously, with the score, 28, that's a good number to put up in the first game. You must have been very pleased with their performances.
I was. You know, last year, Saban Howard, Deshaun Deeble was the bulk of our offense. I knew going in this year that, you know, everybody would be keyed on stopping those two guys, and we're fortunate to be able to have Jagger Hartshorn move in last year. He was not ready to play. Came in kind of midway through the season. We moved Trey Abercrombie. Not that he lost the quarterback position, but we had to fill some holes on the defense side. And Trey Abercrombie was our best athlete for that, so we put him over there in the secondary. Jagger's done a good job for us, being able to mix in a little bit of option. And, you know, Friday night, not only were we just feeding the ball to Sean Deeble and Faber and Howard, but we really had a four-back offense. Our quarterback, our fullback, and those two backs, we were able to feed the ball to them pretty equally. And, you know, ended up being able to put, 28 points on the board. Like, well, actually 21. We had a defense in store. And we really left one right before half. We got inside the five-yard line and time run out on it. And so, you know, again, pretty good performance for it being game one, but still got a lot of work to do.
Now, you mentioned your defense and a defensive score. So that's a part of the game that every coach loves to talk about. Give us a little more detail about the defense in that game and how you think it's going to apply. We're going to ask you about your opponent this week in just a second, but talk about your defense and their performance, you know, in a little more detail.
We hang our hat on our defense, and we work real hard, take a lot of pride, our defensive staff, and that's kind of where I kind of grew up on coaching, was on the defense side of football, and we're real pleased to be able to, anytime you get a defensive score, it's a big thing for us, big deal, and Sebastian Lagar, I was able to intercept the pass from his linebacker position and take it in for 6 points, and yeah, honestly, that was kind of a momentum changer for us. We had just scored on offense, and then he turns around and gets the interception and get another quick six, so that was huge for us, I felt like, at the time of that ball game.
Well, very good. Let's look at this week then. What do you know about the Cartersville squad from Woodland?
Well, they have a new coach, and he's been there a long time at Cartersville. At Woodland, and he's done a good job. They don't look like the same team from last year. And they played us very physical last year. The first half, we were really kind of scratching our heads trying to figure out a way where we could score some points on them. They did a good job. They got a lot of athletes. They're probably a little bit more athletic than we are overall. They're running they kind of mirror us a little bit from last year. And I told our football team this. The new coaches come in, they're running a physical style, playing the football. They line up two tights and a full T backfield and run wing T plays out of it. They have a really good fullback. They run a little bit of option. And, you know, when they get the ball, they're going to keep the ball. And they don't make any mistakes. And don't put some pressure on our defense. We got to get some three and outs, or, you know, they'll take the ball and they'll have long drives and eat the clock up. And, of course, we're on the same side, the things that we like to do offensively. So I was joking. I said, you know, this is to get over with in a hurry because both teams are going to be running the ball an awful lot. But they are a much improved football team, and it's not the team that we played last year. So it's going to be a huge challenge for us because defensively they're big up front. Their linebackers play very aggressive downhill. And it'll be a challenge for us.
So you think it's going to be a pretty fast game with a lot of running plays, huh?
Yeah, I think so. So you make sure you get here early, because if you're not careful, it's going to be over with in a hurry.
It might be over quick. All right, well, listen, we know that there's a big event this week, the 60th anniversary of the school. How are you playing that with your team, and how are you using that to get your team fired up? It should be an easy thing, but how are you going about that?
Well, our principal, Mitch Young, and Dan Kaplan, athletic director, ever since they've got here, they've done a huge success in promoting Forsyth Central out in the community. And one of the big things, when they found out it was going to be the 60th anniversary, they wanted to make it a big deal and celebrate it here at our first home football game this year. You know, we're going to have a parade of the decades of the students that went through here through all the different decades. And, of course, there'll be athletes there, former football players. And this year, we named our team Team 60, and I stole it from Bruce Jones of Tennessee last year. And, you know, and our motto is Team 60 All In. And I said, how are you going to be remembered in 60 years? What are people going to be saying about this football team? And so that's kind of been our challenge from day one. And, you know, and I challenged our football team that we want to come out and, you know, we want to represent not only our team, but also all the guys that played here before us and have a good showing tomorrow night. So I feel like our guys will be fired up and be ready to come out and put on a good show, and we're expecting a huge crowd and a great football atmosphere.
Coach Shane Williamson of Forsyth Central Bulldogs. Coach, that's great insight. We really appreciate that. Thanks so much for taking the time to give us a shout here and joining us. We know you've got a lot to do in a short amount of time, so we'll let you get on with it. Best wishes for Friday night.
Thank you, Greg. Look forward to seeing you.
Coach Shane Williamson, the head man of the Forsyth Central Bulldogs. Always a pleasure to catch up with Coach, and I'm sure we'll hear from him later on this season. But for now, big game in front of him. Going to be taking on the Woodland Wildcats tonight on Forsyth Sports 365. Join us.